Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're taking charges when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
Franklin Armory makes top quality.
Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. That's what happens when you think you know where the button is without looking. Now, I was listening to the news as we were coming into this segment and into this hour, and I'm going to say this, and I say this with all sincerity. Do not believe the polls that are out there. I mean, this is the thing. This is the thing about the, and here in a minute, we're going to play this stupid game. We're going to play the coronavirus is big and bad. I'm convinced, and this is my opinion, when you look at our history with illnesses and viruses and pandemics, we've never done this before. We've never been afraid of one like we are before. And, we've learned a lot of things about this. Politicians don't know how to fix it. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to do with it. Isn't it interesting that we keep hearing how everything's going to peak in 2 weeks? No matter where we are in this, it's like, oh, brother, where art thou? Where they're looking for a part for the car and everything is 2 weeks away. The geographic. The geographic oddity that it is. I think America wants to go back to work. I'm not seeing where everybody's afraid of this virus the way it is. Maybe in some of the, and this needs to be done based upon where you are, I guess. If you're in a big population center, maybe not. Everywhere else, maybe so. But then once again, that's the leftist place they want us all to go. But let's get into this. Let's play this stupid game of the coronavirus is a really dangerous thing, because we were told early on that masks were not good for us, that we didn't need them. And at the same time, we found out that there's not nearly enough masks for the people that actually do use them on a daily basis. When there is no coronavirus, there's not enough to go around. So, and we've been told that masks will not aid us, the people, in trying to survive the virus. And to be honest with you, I smell a rat on that one. And the frail elderly among us have grown very skeptical of the words of professional bureaucrats and politicians. So I decided to look at the raw facts and live or die based on my own judgment. And I'm inviting you to come along, you know, with me. It's all a bit life and death. Okay. So here are some facts. And I have no elevated position in bureaucracy, but, you know, I look for somebody that, you know, that had written down some stuff about fluid dynamics and particle dynamics, because that's what we have to be concerned with. This virus is a respiratory virus, and meaning that it attacks the respiratory system and it finds new hosts by the process of exhalation. The human skin is a desert of dead cells, and although it produces most of household dust by shedding, it is mute of malice when it spreads the virus, if you have it on your skin. The virus makes its living by getting from an infected respiratory tract to an uninfected one. And it can only do this by being carried in droplets of liquid. Left alone in the air, it cannot move relative to the air, and it is not a happy camper. So, we're talking coughing here. So, let's look into droplet production by exhalation. When we breathe normally, we produce a range of droplets. If the yardstick is the micron, there's 100 microns in a hair's breadth. and droplets we produce range in size from submicron to 1,000 microns. The smallest droplets are produced by something called the alveoli, the tiny little balloons in the lungs. The ducts close at the bottom of the lungs at the end of inhalation and then open, producing bubbles that break and release the submicron drops. And these are carried away in the breath. And the main producer of droplets is the vocal cords. Yeah. These rattle something terrible when you speak or cough and shake loose little bits of liquid. You produce more of these when speaking loudly than when coughing. The droplets are carried by the stream of your breath into the space in front of you. Now, normal breath travels at about a meter and a half per second, while coughing and sneezing get up to 4.5 meters per second. So this exhalation carries a range of drops from submicron up to 200 microns for normal breathing and speaking. When these particles get into the fresh air, they start evaporating. They are relatively warm, after all. And the little ones evaporate much, much faster than the big ones because they have more surface area per molecule of liquid. In the high, hot desert, they evaporate very fast. In Louisiana, they don't. And then there's this 6 foot, 2 meter business. Imagine that you send out a breath that goes about 1.5 meters per second and has the form of a speaking trumpet, spreading out a little as it moves. It is surrounded by a toroidal vortex that in the old days was visible as a smoke ring. This vortex insulates it from the still air, so it goes a long way, in meters. And assume that it's going straight out in front of the person who's breathing on you. So it takes 1.3 seconds to cover 2 meters. And during that time, a one micron particle has fallen 0.17 millimeters, a 10 micron particle, 2 millimeters, 100 micron, 300 millimeters, so on, so on. So which size are you going to get? Well, this is called the Wells equation, and it predicts that in a hospital, all particles smaller than 50 microns will evaporate in a second and leave the virus high and dry and dead. So in a hospital, and in theory, only particles larger than 50 microns are a danger to a socially distant person. And then there's the concept called in practice. Now, if you're walking in a gentle breeze, then all bets are off because it will cover the 2 meters in half the time, and 10 to 20 micron particles with almost falling can get to you. So then we come to masks. Do they work? Well, you cannot make a mesh aperture down to a micron, so forget the notion of marbles being too big to go through a strainer. Modern masks jumble a whole lot of very thin fibers into a space and draw the air through them. And because the passages available to flow are so narrow and twisted, two things happen. First, there's considerably resistance to flow, and you have to suck quite hard to get your air. Yeah. And second, the little particles barreling along the passages bash into the walls. And this leads to mechanical entrapment and all sorts of surface interactions that stick to the particle to the wall. And the bigger the particle, the more likely it is to get stuck. And this is the reason why they rate masks as trapping 95% of particles. Because it has to be statistical. Because of the resistance to airflow, the masks tend to seal all around the face while sucking, except where the nose tints them up. And intuitively, it would seem that about 90% of the inflow would go down this space. And this is not good. If you want a better than 10% improvement, then you have to wear a mask. So that's not good enough. And when you exhale, the same thing happens. You blow a jet of air into your mask, into your eyes, and mist up your glasses. Right? Turbulence around your eyes also encourages free floating droplets in the atmosphere to rattle around and get trapped in your moist eyes. So from the frail elderly viewpoint, what should you do? You should buy a mask that has provision to seal off around the bridge of your nose. You can tape it down to your cheeks if you need to. And with this mask, even if it's quite poor, a P1 or N90, you will be okay at 2 meters. If you're in a room with people, you definitely need an N95 or P3 mask sealed all over the nose, and preferably you need to leave the building. If you live in the USA where 3 million people must die every year of old age, you've got a lot of comorbidities already built up. That is a bad reality of life, but get a mask. 6 feet is not that hard to maintain. Let's start to live again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the way we're doing things bothers me because we're doing things in the same way we did in 1918. It's like we busted out a time capsule. And we have some hysterical health technocrats who are stuck in the middle of World War I. From which they battle the most terrible pathogen of all time. You know. And they're doing the same thing they did then, which was masking, social distancing, and quarantining, although they didn't shut down the country. And the country was much smaller and simpler in 1918. This anachronistic approach to COVID-19, notwithstanding, they've spent millions of dollars for research and know volumes about viruses and immunity. They know more about it now than they ever have before. And the crime is that the taxpaying public never received a proper education on the subject. So, most of what you learn in a public school is, nowhere near close to the truth. So more importantly, the deep knowledge of viruses garnered from studying both the original H1N1 flu and polio strongly implies that if we continue to overreact and overprotect people from COVID-19, we risk turning it into a much more lethal virus. And to understand this, let's look how the original flu virus turned into the worst killer the world has ever known, one which not only killed older people and those with weakened immunity, but people in the prime of life, including older children and young adults. Number one, in general, viruses evolve with their human hosts to get what they need without killing us, and allowing us to survive actually benefits the virus. They get to survive too and get passed to another human host. During World War I, millions of people globally were terrified, malnourished, and immunosuppressed. Number three, soldiers lay in foxholes bleeding, coughing, and vomiting on each other. Number four, in this chaotic situation, the flu virus could get away with becoming extremely lethal and kill the host soldiers because there were so many of them in close proximity. The virus could spread one to another soldier almost as easily from a dead soldier as from a live one. Number five, having millions of people with weakened immunity allow the flu virus to spread quickly and easily into new populations. So how did the H1N1 monster of 1918 become and evolve into the relatively meek flu virus of today? Because the human population gradually recovered from World War I. The flu virus had to go back to the safety of peaceful coexistence with its human hosts and to co-evolving with their immune systems in a way that would allow both species to survive. The real polio story is similar, too. So, now from our modern civilized standpoint, and as David Shumway Jones recently reminded some people, the polio virus was not dangerous until natural herd immunity was disrupted by modern sewage systems which short-circuited usual fecal-oral natural immunization. Apparently, polio had been living in human intestines for thousands of years, and was mainly a gastrointestinal or GI virus. Only when the human host polio virus balance was upset by children no longer, and I'm not going to use the term, but when we adopted hygiene, basically, did polio evolve into a variant that started attacking the spinal cord. And even so, in most families where one child was paralyzed, most had mild flu symptoms and fought it off. So it was absolutely necessary to develop good vaccines based on known natural routes of immunization. But you can't always develop a vaccine, as AIDS has shown, and you need to develop shrewd public health approaches to control new viruses based on top-notch immunological theory. So right now we're actually creating an environment which is more and more conducive for facilitating a virus with enhanced virulence in the future. And we're doing this in a few ways here. Number one, lowering everyone's resistance to viruses by scaring, stressing, and discouraging them from normal activities, including buying food and drink. Number two, keeping everyone at home in effort creates just the immunosuppressive scenario that fosters flu during the wintertime, cold, close quarters, and stress. Number three, discouraging direct human contact, including hugging and kissing, and directly loving one another, suppresses immunity. With social distancing, our species never would have made it this far. Number four, preventing young people from being exposed to COVID-19 short-circuits herd immunity. In contrast to the hysterical stay-at-home American approach, they see, and now it's like all new viruses are going to be equally terrifying. British health authorities are taking the more sober approach, which is more solidly based on contemporary immunological and evolutionary biological theory. Letting children go to school to acquire COVID-19 and become naturally immune is absolutely the best way to assure that this new virus learns to peacefully coexist with human beings. Viruses have always been a part of us. They're part of our genome. There are a few immunologists who believe, as Fauci does, that washing one's hands 50 times a day is the best way to stay healthy. At the Ghost Lab at the Laboratory of Cellular and Molecular Immunology in the 2000s, it was discussed how over-cleanliness and over-protection from viruses and bacteria was a very poor public health approach. Too much hand-washing actually prevents normal development of the immune system and leads to autoimmune and other immune regulatory disturbances later in life. This is called the hygiene hypothesis. And most immunologists know about it, and they accept it. What we have done is, what we're doing right now is we're not facing the issue. The people who've had coronavirus and survived coronavirus will be the savior of the human race, because there's antibodies there, and the virus has learned to live with the host. But we can't go on continually playing this stupid game that we can hide from it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Paycheck Protection Program is set up to loan small businesses money so they're then able to keep their employees on the payroll. Now, this program is set to run out of money by Thursday. Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News Nancy Pelosi is blocking more money being added to this program.
Once again, Nancy Pelosi with her liberal wish list is saying, no, we're not going to approve that unless you do all of these other things, spending money on other things that right now are not the focus of the American public. People need their paychecks.
President Trump says he will unveil guidelines for governors on Thursday on how to reopen the country from the coronavirus shutdown. During the White House briefing, the president says data is showing progress in stopping the spread of the respiratory illness. He also said many places across the nation may be past peak of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Tomorrow I'm breaking tradition. I was told a long time ago, and I don't remember who told me this, and I've never had anybody else tell me this. I've asked this question many times of people in radio before, but I was told by the first guy that brought me into radio that the originator, if you will, the architect, if you will, he told me, whatever you do, never do a show on your birthday. And yet tomorrow I will be doing so. And tomorrow, you know, it's going to be a pretty good show. We're going to have Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, Rick Ector, Planet Rick, 1911 University. So, yes, maybe I'll never miss a live show again on my birthday. We'll see. We'll see. The FBI, last month, they performed 3.7 million firearm-related background checks. According to an April news release from Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting, the estimates of firearm sales show an increase of over 85% from March of 2019. Single handgun sales jumped by 91%, and single long gun sales increased by over 73%. in an interview with Cheddar News earlier this month, David Shipman, the senior policy advisor for the anti-gun group Giffords, was asked about his biggest concerns regarding the coronavirus gun sales spike. Now, if his name rings a bell, Mr. Shipman makes the rounds. He was formerly a senior advisor with Bloomberg's pre-Everytown group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. And an ex-ATF agent has, among other things, advocated that AR-15 rifles should be regulated just like fully automatic machine guns. During the interview, he claimed that first-time gun owners may think in their own mind they might be competent. However, they're really putting themselves and other families in danger based on whether these guns are being stored safely and properly in the home. Now, since he's on lockdown, too, he was sitting in what appeared to be his kitchen. Shipman advised those people who were first-time gun owners to secure the gun locked and unloaded and hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in a cabinet, and only bring that out if the zombies start to appear, and I don't think they are. This dude was serious, too. I'm not kidding. Now, following his advice means that the firearm isn't readily available for defensive use should the need arise. If you're going to have a gun for self-defense, then it has to be in a posture of readiness, which means it has to be loaded with a round in the chamber. Oh, my goodness. Hiding guns among the kitchen cabinets, the refrigerator's vegetable drawer, or in the flour bin also isn't consistent with the Giffords philosophy of mandating that all unattended firearms be kept unloaded with a locked in place and secured in a gun safe or other locked container. Now, the real issue, apart from why anyone would take the advice of someone who thinks that beef jerky comes in cans, is Shipman's apparent incredulity at the need to keep guns in the home for self-defense. Law enforcement right now is stretched thin for a few reasons. First of all, they're expected to be the quarantine police, and at the same time, a lot of them are sick. We've got hundreds of inmates being released, and some of them are starting to act out now. Here we have a former ATF SWAT team member, though, that assures us that there's nothing to fear because the zombies aren't coming. He wasn't done with that. He went elsewhere. He was making the rounds. And he expanded on his jerky zombie theme. He said, if we can imagine how horrible this crisis is, the people who ordered the guns might decide 6 months from now, once they see no zombies around, that they've run out of tuna and beef jerky, that they need the money to buy food. The horrible part, apparently, is not just running out of food, but the more disturbing possibility of the private sale of these firearms. Now, in contrast to these weird pointers on how to store guns in a kitchen, the NRA launched a new online gun safety course to address the growing number of first-time gun buyers during the coronavirus outbreak. Joe DeBergalis, Executive Director of NRA General Operations, says these courses will provide an option for the first-time gun owner who doesn't have the ability to take an NRA-certified instructor-led class at their local shooting range at this time. Now, there is really no replacement for in-person, hands-on, instructor-led training. But some of these online classes can actually teach something. I mean, like what Keita was talking about earlier. So here's what it boils down to. If we stay locked up, if we stay quarantined, whatever you want to call it, very shortly we're going to reach this demand will exceed supply. And this is when people will begin to panic. When they can't go to Walmart and get beef stew. When they can't go to any other grocery store and get this. When they can't go to Home Depot. And lots of people doing a lot of home improvement projects. So when all that goes away, then people are going to get upset if this continues. Now, the only reason for people to run out of food would be because they weren't able to work. But the same thing that would lead them to begin to panic about food would also lead other people to panic about food. And then you have this issue of, well, you know, which goes first? Now, Mr. Shipman would be better off just saying, I don't like guns and you shouldn't have them, than playing this game about trying to relate to you. Everybody tries to be relatable to you. So, you know, all those cans of beef jerky you got, sort of just move them out of the way. You know, that kind of nonsense. That's just utter nonsense. I keep my cans of beef jerky right next to the cans of beer meat. Yeah. So the problem with Shipman and for all of the other gun-grabbing groups is that America has spoken. While they've been out there trying to say you don't need guns and these aren't essential businesses, we've had quite the buying spree going on. Better than any buying spree we had in 2013 when Machine Gun Joe Biden got out there and ran his mouth and said that we were going to do something executively. And everybody believed that that meant the AR-15 was going to be canceled, banned. But this time, it's spread fairly well across the available models that are out there. For me, the AR-15 is the perfect weapon. If you're only going to have one, the AR-15 is the perfect weapon to have. I know Mr. Shipman probably wouldn't like that, but, you know, that's too bad, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, it's perfectly okay to hide this behind the Pop-Tarts, the beef jerky, anything else you've got in cans. Maybe have you got Pop-Tarts in cans? I'm just trying to be relatable here. I just want to be relatable. Barring that, then just believe me. You can trust me.
Right. Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
More people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Why is my microphone doing that? I don't know. Anyway, we'll just move on. One of the things I miss about the digital age, I used to love to go to a newsstand. There was just something cool about looking at a wall of newspapers from various places that I didn't live. There was something cool about, checking out, I went through my various phases. I was really into cars at one moment and checking out the new Hot Rod magazines and Road and Track and, that kind of stuff. That was cool. Of course, then the gun thing comes along and there's a lot of gun print vehicles out there today. Some still very big. The thing about it, though, is like with a newsstand, you go into the newsstand and you pick out what you want and you go to the cash register and you pay for it and you walk out with it, which is exactly how the left portrays buying a gun. Now, some try to argue that gun control is not a partisan issue, but it really actually does sort of tend to be. And there are exceptions, as with everything else, but by and large, the right tends to be pro-gun, and the left tends to be anti-gun. Which makes me wonder, and I probably need to get a hold of somebody, because I need to have some of these liberal gun clubs on the show, just to simply ask them how they back this stuff, that philosophical outlook. If you see a politician with a D after their name, it's usually a safe bet to assume that they're anti-gun. With the advent of coronavirus, COVID-19, a lot of leftists have now decided that they need a gun. They need one badly. So they go to buy one. And in the process, they run smack into the laws that they likely supported. Coming from Red State, we get this from Kira Davis. I was chatting with a friend of mine recently, and the topic of gun sales came up. My friend's father owns a gun range near me, and she said he's seen a huge amount of leftists coming in to purchase weapons in recent weeks. How does he know they're leftists? He says they're shocked to discover they just can't walk out of the store with a gun. We've all heard about gun sales skyrocketing recently, but I hadn't considered some of the tangential effects of the phenomenon until I spoke with my friend. Not only are many leftists suddenly learning to love their Second Amendment rights, many of them are finding out that the gun control narrative in this country, as repeated loudly and often by Hollywood and the fake stream media, that's my word, is a complete lie. Now, Kira then spoke with her friend's father to get the lowdown, and sure enough, a lot of leftists are shocked they just can't walk out with their new firearm. They should be able to, of course, but they can't. Well, and when asked why, politicians they likely back pushed policies they likely supported and then forgot about. Now, bear in mind that Kira lives in California, a state with some of the most restrictive gun laws in the entire nation. These new gun buyers were stymied by some of the most oppressive regulations on the books. But this kind of thing isn't restricted to California. Coming out of Florida, we found out that a Florida gun shop had a very leftist customer, was quite angry that he could not pick out a gun, pay for it, and walk out the store with it. And this is the story that he shared in pretty much his own words. After filling out the 4473 form and showing his driver's license, the customer was annoyed that he had to go through a background check. He angrily questioned, "Don't you know who I am?" He is a city commissioner. When he was told it didn't matter, he said it was a waste of resources to do background checks on law-abiding people and said the law obviously needed exceptions. And the same individual then flipped out when he found out that he had to wait 3 days per Florida state law. But this last bit betrays something about many leftists, especially with regard to gun laws, that needs to be understood. For many, they still support gun laws, but they only really mean for them to apply to you and me. If you note how he said the law obviously needed exceptions, meaning that he shouldn't be subject to the law like everyone else. And that's far from universal, of course. I know a few gun-owning leftists who oppose gun control because they understand that the laws will apply to everyone equally and that these are laws that shouldn't exist. I might even respect them a little bit for that part. But a lot of the left are getting a wake-up call about guns. And you want to know why gun control groups have been fighting so hard to keep gun stores closed during this pandemic? Because far too many of their supporters are going out to buy guns and they're finding out they're not nearly as easy to get as they've been told. Now, this is setting the stage for something that could be quite interesting later on down the road. It just depends on the consciousness of the United States in this particular instance. We cannot allow ourselves to sit back and merely forget this when this happens. We cannot allow ourselves to say, oh, great, this is good. I mean, we've already done this with 9/11. 9/11 is, how many people think about that? How many people, every time they see a picture of the skyline of New York, think, I was alive when there was a World Trade Center there. Those two big towers. How many people think about that? How many people think about the people that died on the planes? And I'm not talking about the conspiracy theorists that think all the planes were, you know, were drones and flown by the American government. I do not subscribe to that theory. And yet we forgot about it. We've forgotten about it. We forgot about how the country came together in World War II because, you know, of course, most of us weren't alive when that happened. And those that were are passing into history. Very few of them still alive. We learned nothing from historical events. Or we forget about it. Or maybe it's just because it's just so distasteful to sit around and be afraid and vigilant and aware. Maybe that's part of the problem. But for a lot of people, you know, I sort of understand 9/11 because 9/11 was something you saw on TV for the most part. If you weren't in Washington, D.C., if you weren't in Pittsburgh, outside of Pennsylvania, if you were not in New York City, it was something you saw on TV. But today, people, we're all living this. We're all affected by this. And a lot of you, unfortunately, sat back and just thought there would always be another moment. And I have found that out myself. I mean, I'm still, as I go through everything, and I'm still preparing for the worst, hoping for the best and preparing for the worst, I'm still finding little details. I'm like, this is not good at all. And then, thankfully, I have time to fix this, because some of these things are just a matter of putting batteries in or fixing a connection or putting another fitting on something. And I have enough stuff that is serviceable and ready to go right now, and ammo to go with it, that I don't have an issue with preparedness. I have emergency military-style food. I have freeze-dried food. Whatever happens, if everything goes completely south tomorrow, I have a little bit more time than the average bear. Maybe. Maybe. Because that's the other thing. There's no guarantee in any of this. This is just something where we try to put things in place to give ourselves options. But maybe later on down the road, when the debate comes up again, because it will, they're already, you know, they've got in the House, they're already trying to push laws that, even though they're not there to debate them or anything, we got Hank's law, what is it, 8817 or something like that, 5517. We got all these crazy laws they want to pass, which basically do away with the Second Amendment or certain guns or ownership or, you know, all kinds of other stuff. So the debate will come up again. Maybe we'll wake up and have some new allies in this. But whatever we do, we simply cannot forget this. We cannot forget this. Coming up next, going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.